obviously we had a bit of a, I think it's called a pandemic. I don't really know anything about it. I haven't heard much about it, but apparently it stopped shows for a while, and it even stopped bands getting together to practice. So I've been checking in with bands to see how has this affected you guys? Have you been able to practice? Did you guys write more things? Do you have stuff ready to go and possibly do something else? What's been the kind of status of you guys during this time?
So, well, there was a time that we didn't meet for practice because COVID was pretty intense. But when it comes down, we continue to meet up every week. And since then, we have worked a lot on a new composition for a next album. That's pretty much all that we did. And these songs are much more complicated and difficult to play and compose. So it's taken up a lot of our time.
All right. Well, let's talk a bit about the album that you put out earlier this year. It's your second record. Did you guys approach writing this one differently than the first one? Or is this kind of a similar way that you wrote that first one just, you know, a second time?
Well, the first one came up more naturally. I think it was the first album we made. So when there was something that was working, we just kept it and we were going like straight and keeping the more good things possible. But with the second album, we had more like an objective of something we wanted to achieve, like a sound in particular. We wanted something like hairy, but at this, like, how can I say, like a beautiful atmosphere and light in a way, but very heavy in another way. Like in a neurosis way, stoner rock. So we like to have this ambivalence. So this is what we were going for, and I think we pretty much did it fine. But there's many things we learned about that, and I think we're going to repeat the same process for the next album, but with a completely different vibe or ambience. So it's like every album we do, it's like we want to be in a different place. So the first one, it was like the forêt, La Forêt de Gaspar. So it was like a magical forest or something like that. And this one was more celestial in a way. So this is kind of the way we work. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard, or at least I've read that this album is about, well, it kind of has a connection to Heliopolis, which is, you know, a city in Egypt. What kind of made that be something that spoke to you or connected with this record? Why did you guys kind of choose that as kind of the connective city or tissue or representation of this record?
Well, I don't think we like clearly made Heliopolis the representation of the album. I think it was just like a good image for one of the songs, and we kind of kept this in our head for the next when we finished the album. But this was not like a pre-thinked before, you know. Like we tried to have an objective at the start, but things tend to go one way or another, sorry. And so, you know, there's no like meaning about like the city of Heliopolis. I think, like I said, it was more like an ambience we wanted to create. And this city just seems to fit it that in a way. So,
well, this album is kind of like, as you said, you kind of did a bit of a different, I guess, not musical genre shift, but more of like a kind of tonal difference in it. As you're moving on from album to album, I know you're trying to get like a different feel for them. Are you trying to also hit kind of and add in different genres of music, or are you still kind of set in kind of thinking of more of the psychedelic, more stonery, more kind of, I guess, doomy in the case of if you're pulling inspiration from Neurosis type of fields?
Yeah, I think we're doing that, and we're going to do that like in the future, because we continue to like to discover new music, new style of music that we didn't like really listen to before. So let's say like our palette range just expand, and then we have like more choices to choose over, and take the best colors we think to achieve what we want to do. And in the next album, there's like many new things that we never did before that we're trying to add in. But I think like because of the way we do things, the songs still like they still sound like us, but in a like complete different way. I don't know. It's difficult to explain.
Fair enough.
Yeah, well, I mean, pretty much.
Well, you are an instrumental band. Is that kind of when you guys started? Was that the thought behind the band that you wanted to be instrumental, or did you think about like, oh, well, we should get a lyricist and put them in, or a vocalist and add it in?
Yeah, I think we always wanted to be an instrumental band and keep it that way. I think it's like difficult to do like a fantasy style music and have lyrics and don't sound like a bit cheesy or stupid. So it's just like when you read a book about something that's not real, like you have more like images that are more extremely precise, but when you try to do a movie about it, sometimes it's really difficult to like get it right. I don't know if you get what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
So I think this is like a similar analogy. So I think we can achieve what we want better this way, or it would be difficult, I think, to have like lyrics, and like we would need like a really good lyricist and a good singer to make it work. That's not impossible. I just don't think it will happen.
All right. I also read that you guys first formed so that you could play a song at a like high school graduation ceremony. Is that correct? Yeah. What song was that? Is that a song that made it onto a record?
No. It was like the song was made for that thing, and we had like a maximum minute we could do because like people didn't really like metal at this show, obviously, but it was still fun. But the song is all right, but I don't think I would put it on an album.
I mean, not yet, but I mean,
not yet.
Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows?
CJLO 1690 AM, you're listening to Champions of the Local Scene, hosted this week by me, Andrew, usually from Grade A Explosives, Sundays 4 to 6, in case you're wondering. What you're listening to right now is an interview with William from the band Gaspar, who is going to be playing at Quai de Brume on the 31st. That's this coming Saturday, in case you were wondering. Again, I should remind you, though, that even though I talk about it and we talk about it in this, you can't get tickets anymore. It's sold out. They've become such a successful band. They've sold it all out. Congrats to them. And now their world tour can begin. That's coming up later, though. You'll see. You'll get the joke. But let's keep going with this interview. Here is more with William from Gaspar. Keep it locked. CJLO 1690 AM. You're listening to Champions of the Local Scene.
Well, you guys are going to be playing live on July 31st, which is super interesting to me because I have not gotten a chance to actually talk to any band that has been going out to play a show since this whole thing started. You guys, I guess you guys set this up. I'm correct. Like, I'm supposing that this is you guys going to Quai de Brume and going like, hey, we want to play a show.
Yeah, pretty much. So I think one of us saw that Quai de Brume was starting to do shows again. And I really have no idea how this is working with the pandemic. Is there like a limitation of bands? Do like the venues are trying to choose what band they want them to play for? Or just the bands just don't want to play because they don't think people are going to come? I don't really know. But when we asked if we could do a show, they just said we could. So maybe we're lucky, maybe we're not. I don't really know. But I'm happy that this is happening because we never had the chance to play this album live. So it's going to be fun, I think.
And when you went to set this up, what kind of discussion was there in the band? Were you guys like hesitant at first to even try it at this point? Or was this just like once it was proposed, everyone's like, we're all in, let's go?
Well, I think we were a bit hesitant, but our drummer has kind of a really drive and energy. So when he thinks something is good, he's like, we're doing it, okay? so we kind of maybe a little bit got pulled into this, but when we saw that it was going to work and people were coming, we were all really happy that this happened. I think we were maybe just not sure if people were wanting to come or if maybe the restrictions were going to change and that the show would be canceled. But seems like everything is going our way for now.
Do you know what kind of interest that there is in the show? Like, have you guys been selling tickets on your own? Are you only able to get them online? Can you see those numbers? I'm really curious to see, because, you know, when this whole thing started, everyone was complaining like, oh, I haven't seen a show in like 3 months, even though every time there was a show, I never went to it. So now I'm really interested to see if people are actually ponying up and like coming to this.
Well, we have like a limitation of 40 people, and we made like a Eventbrite thingy. It's the first thing, the first time we were doing that. But like, we can see who's buying ticket, and like they send us a notification. So we sold a bunch of tickets, but there's still a couple of them available. I think about 14, something like that.
That's more than I expected would be sold, which is interesting.
Yeah, me too.
I like it.
Yeah, and I hope it's going to be all sold, because it would be good. It would be great and to have people. And I was a bit surprised too at first.
And then if you sell all those 40 tickets, then you can be like, you know, Gaspar playing sold out shows in Montreal.
Yeah. We're going to do a world tour now.
Well, you are playing this album in its entirety. At least that's what I'm led to understand. And whenever there's a band that kind of does the kind of the music that you guys do, instrumental, and it's kind of proggy, and it kind of has a more of the atmosphere to it, there's always, I find, two kind of modes of thought when it's being played live. And the first is, we want to hit it exactly. We want it to be like the record entirely 100%. And then the other one is, well, you know, we want it to be like the record, but, you know, if it moves over here, it moves over there, you know, it's fine. Where do you guys sit? Like, what is your camp?
It's kind of like a between the two, I would say, because we want it to sound like the record, because we think the record sounds nice. But there's like things that we, like when we were practicing it, that we discovered that maybe this could be a little bit better this way. So we're going to be touching this up. Maybe this part, we're going to try to play it slower and things like that. You know, we're just trying to make it feel even better. But we still want it to sound like the record. But still, there's like two little songs in the album that we're not really going to play, because they really rely on synths. Mm. And we were just like, we're only four, so it's a bit of complicated for now, but I think maybe in the future it will be more possible. But for this show, we're going to stay with the more instrumental, the four of us song, yeah.
I also saw you put this record out on cassette, which is interesting as a concept, because most of the time when I have, there is an instrumental band, they're always like, vinyl, man, it's gotta be vinyl. And like, although vinyl is expensive.
Yeah, it is.
is that kind of the main reason though, that you guys decided to put it on cassette, or is one of you just like really into cassettes?
Actually, no one of us is like into cassette. That's what's funny about it. But what happened is that we have a friend that plays in another Montreal band called Sublunar Express. Mm-hmm. And we were about to make a show with them when the pandemic started. So that kind of got canceled. And this guy is like, he's like doing a small label project with a couple of his friends. And they wanted to print cassettes for us and try to sell them and do like a little promotion. So obviously we said yes, because that's just really cool. And but then like no one of us has a cassette reader, so.
So you have these on a medium you can't even listen to it on.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I think I'm the only one that use CDs a lot. And the drummer is more a vinyl guy, and the two other they're more in the future.
All digital.
Yeah, they're coming with the new age, and I really get it, because that's much more convenient in a way, and it's cheaper, obviously. But yeah, that's the story.
Do you think that there is like a like, if it were up to you, is there a preferred medium in which to listen to the record? Like, is it better on vinyl? Is it better digital? Like, what is your thoughts on it?
No, not really. I think the people that are going to enjoy it the way they enjoy it, because like everyone, they listen to music differently. And I think we're trying to create music that people can have like an active listening to it. And I think that's what's important. But the medium is like what you're comfortable with is like, I think it's the most important. But no, there's not a superior medium or a thing like that.
CJLO 1690 AM, that's part 4 of an interview that I did. Yes, that's correct. I can count with my hands and my brain. Part 4 of an interview I did with William from Gaspar, who is going to be playing a show on the 31st at Quai de Brume, which you should check out if you can. Although it's sold out, go to their event page, check out to see if one opens up. Who knows? Maybe they'll open up more tickets. I don't know how any of this is going. None of us know how any of this is going. So just keep refreshing and seeing if you can get one, because you might be able to. And you might be able to see your first show in a year and a half live in person, which would be cool, right? So let's move on with more of this interview. Keep it locked. CJLO 1690 AM, champions of the local scene.
Well, now I'm going to get into some more heady questions for you. I like to put forth these. During the pandemic, I have obviously been very interested, as I'm sure many people have been, as to kind of how people's professional and personal and hobby lives have all kind of meshed together, because they have no choice but to do so if you're operating and working out of the same place you're doing all of these things in. And I've done a little bit of research, and I saw that you are part of Brume, which is, as I understand it, or at least when I looked it up, you were part of it, which is a jewelry maker. Is that correct? Have I hit this correctly?
No, you're wrong.
I'm wrong.
I mean,
wrong. You're very wrong.
You're very wrong. yeah. So I'm a brewer. Is that what you meant?
Yes.
B-R. Yeah. So this
Pardon
is.
Pardon moi français. Yeah.
No, it's no issue. I'm pretty bad at English too. So.
Well, you're much better than I am at French, for sure. I mean, we can see it in the very few things I've said.
yeah, so Brua, it's actually a lutherie school, guitar making okay. School. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
And I just finished like a year ago. So now I'm installed at the Collectif de Luthiers de la Corde. So it's like a workshop with many luthiers And there's like, we share the machines and part of the tools. So it's like less expensive. It's like a, it's like a studio for artists, no?
Well, now that I've gotten this straight and I, you know, I've gotten it correct. I guess it's going to be pretty a lot easier to answer this, but what has kind of been the connection, or what have you kind of pulled from the band that you've been able to put there and vice versa? Or have you been able to keep them both separate? I guess it's pretty hard when, you know, you're making guitars and in a band to keep it separate.
Yeah. But, you know, for now, we play in electrical guitars, and in my formation, in my classes, we only learn to make classical guitars. So I'm presently, I'm trying to make an electric guitar. So it's going to be the first one to be introduced in the band. But I want in the future to try to make like instrument and tools that we can use to have like more original sounds. I want to go in that direction, but for now, I don't think I can do it yet because it just takes time, you know?
Right, of course. But,
so I would really want to do that. And there's I have like so many projects of things that I would like to make. Because when I have an idea, maybe for an album, often I have an idea of sounds or how I want my guitar to sound, or how it could sound, that it would be really crazy or be really unique. Because I think like the sounds of the instrument really change how the way you compose music and the way you hear it. And sometimes you can play like the same part, but in a completely different instrument, and it's like it's a completely new thing. So I want to go in that direction, but for now, we haven't done it yet.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, when you have the Gaspar signature guitars that you're putting out. Like the whole rack that you'll pull one off of just to play songs.
So it's going to be the big logo for the body.
You're not a new band, but you are a newer as far as, I guess, success and kind of pushing yourselves out there. And I'm always interested with bands that are newer to ask them, especially now that the internet has kind of changed how we view and consume music. What is kind of your guys, when you're thinking about the band, definition of success? Is it something simple like, you know, a bunch of people bought the record? Is it like, oh, we are going to go on tour with somebody big? Like what is going to be your kind of definition of success here as you move forward with the band?
I think our answer may differ from one to another. Mm-hmm. But for me personally, I think my expectation like changes. Like the first time someone you don't know buy one of your record, you're really happy, you know, you made it. That's the success, you know, someone bought the record. But when times go on and you put even more energy in the music, and like you can put yourself through a lot of hours for 1 or 2 years, it's kind of fun when there's more reaction to that. So we don't want to become millionaire, obviously, because this is just not gonna happen.
Not possible.
But we hope that the music we do that we like very much will be loved by other people, so we can like share the fun and not to keep it only for us ourselves. But I don't think we could play with other bands that are maybe a bit more well known and try to maybe have a label someday. I don't know. We're kind of not sure.
Do you mean be on a label or have your own label?
Oh, well, it's just that it's like kind of difficult when you're always on your own to make promotion. You don't always know what you should do, what you should not do. And not that we want to become like the most popular band, but we want to share our music and just have people come to our shows. And because we can't say that it's not important at all, because if there's no one at our shows, it's a bit boring, you know?
Right, yes, of course.
Yeah. And just like to meet people and to maybe get a bit more in the community of people that play similar music to us. Because when you're starting out, you don't know anyone. And it's like, to meet the first person is like the big step. And I think that after that, maybe it's easier to do show with other bands, because it's just, they're your friends now. So